reason for it.
Yeah, you moron. There is a reason for it. He's some kind of damn moron.
That's why I'm fucking ripping it.
Yes, fucking boom! Boom! Anyway, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter.
You're going to leave that part in.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to leave that in. Come on now.
Come on, I was gloating, man.
Yeah,
I'm not gloating.
It's in there. Everyone knows.
Now I'm going to play like
everyone
shit.
Knows what a douchebag you are now.
God dang it.
What a douchebag. Hunter's a douchebag.
No, I shanked the ball. I missed putts.
Douchebag! Anyway, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. I know I already said that. I lost track because I was calling you a douchebag. Let's talk football, buddy.
That's right.
Let's talk some football. Dun, football dun, dun, is dun. It time and we play the football. So, obviously, we got done with the first full week of football. We're technically into the second week of the NFL season. They're on was that the second week for... That was the second weekend for college.
Yes.
Michigan, they won.
Yes.
2-0 now. Don't talk about it.
They're like 1.8-0.
Who did they play this weekend?
They played Army, which was I didn't realize that Michigan hadn't played Army since like 1962.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I always got Army confused with Navy maybe. But I was like, really?
That's pretty crazy.
I've seen Michigan play Army, but I guess not. But Army's no fucking joke.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, after I learned that they haven't played them and I've never seen them play each other, I'm like, dude, this is the Army. This is no joke. These guys train to kill people.
Yeah.
You know, these guys train to go to war.
Yep.
Not to mention, you know, the personal training they do just for that.
Yeah.
And then you got football on top of it.
Yeah.
These guys might be pretty good.
They're, my balls itch. But they're probably very.
Yes, they are an option team. So they run the ball. They run a lot of like read plays, you know, veer option pass kind of.
Yeah.
Dude, Michigan is just your typical Michigan again. It's they got two quarterbacks, McCaffrey and Patterson.
Yep.
Who are switching back and forth, which is the dumbest fucking thing you could do as a coach. Harbaugh. You were a professional coach.
Yep.
In the NFL. You had professionals around you your whole entire career. And you're doing the double switch quarterback.
Could you imagine a NFL team doing two quarterbacks?
No, have you seen that? That's a new thing, right? No, it's not.
Nah.
Because professionals know that you can't have two QBs.
Yeah. QB1, baby. QB1.
If you have two QBs, you don't fucking say it.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, this is the guy. Mm-hmm. But if he sucks, we're going to put this other guy in.
Yeah.
But don't tell anybody, because if we tell him, he's going to be looking over his shoulder the whole time and play like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both went through it. Both Brock and I in high school went through it. It sucks. It sucks as a QB. It kills your confidence.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And you need that as a quarterback.
And, you know, and like integrity. It's like, dude, I've been training hard.
Yep.
Hard since like fifth grade, I could even say. And boom, you're going to switch me with another guy?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to pass, and then this guy's going to be a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We already have a runner. It's called a
running
back.
They're going to run the ball. This guy's in. They're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
Coach, what are you thinking? That's my Michigan rant.
Okay,
Michigan's 2-0, but barely.
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 And they got some tough teams coming up. Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Yeah, good night, dude. Ohio State's killing it again.
Yeah, they always do. God, I hate Ohio State
so much. Another thing, too, is I was watching some SEC games, and I think it was, maybe it wasn't SEC. Anyway, it was like, what was it? It was two teams from the East Coast, anyway.
Yeah.
No, West Coast. I'm sorry. Dude, totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
You could tell that these guys like play football year-round.
Yeah.
Just the way the game looks. Like Texas, USC. Who did USC play? It was USC and like, I don't know, another really good team. But, dude, you just watch it and you're like, this is a different type of game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's
like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Like, we just finished that series, by the way. Great series.
You know?
Like great
you can
series.
Tell these guys are made and bred for football.
Yep, and they can do it all year long because it's always warm.
Just
and they're
like
not,
in Alabama.
Yep.
Louisiana's always good.
Yep.
You know.
It's all those hot states.
You know?
Hot states.
But a good college weekend for football. Now let's get to the NFL.
NFL, big weekend. First full weekend, you had the Packers and the Bears on. God, my balls itch so much. Sorry. Trimmed him up.
It's from being so sweaty.
It's his sweaty balls. No one can resist my sweaty balls. So they played on Thursday night, kicked off the 100th season of the NFL. What a weird game that was. 10-3 Packers won. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
But then we had some big games this weekend. Chiefs beat up on the Jaguars 40-26. Falcons got their ass kicked by the Vikings, which I hate to say. I was hoping the Falcons would give the Vikings a what for. Titans beat up on the Browns 43-13.
Wow.
Bills barely edged one by the Jets 17-16. Ravens destroyed the Dolphins. That was embarrassing. 59-10.
Jeez, dude.
59-10. The Dolphins have been garbage since what, the 70s?
Come on, you're in Miami.
Yeah,
there's a lot of potential there.
Let's see. Redskins lost to the Eagles. Rams barely beat the Panthers 30-27. Chargers beat the Colts 30-24. Seahawks beat the Bengals 21-20. Cowboys beat up on the Giants 35-17. I think they're feeling pretty good this year.
Yeah,
I think they're feeling pretty good this year.
Dak was playing some ball yesterday.
And Cobb, the Packers' former boy there, he's there for the Cowboys catching passes and whatnot. That kind of sucks.
You know, like Dak Prescott makes like $10 an hour playing in the NFL.
Yeah, dude, his contract sucks.
After the way he played yesterday, too, I'm like, oh, man.
Let's see. Today, the Broncos and the Raiders are playing. Also, the Texans and the Saints. Monday Night Football.
Doubleheader, huh?
Yeah, you got Texans and Saints and Broncos and Raiders. Big two things we wanted to talk about. Should we start with the blowout or the tie?
I want to ask you a question first.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask you a few questions, and these are quick answers. All right, Mr. Brock. Has your opinion on Mahomes changed at all?
No, actually, watching him on Sunday, he actually didn't look as that impressive.
You know, he's got a busted ankle.
He did. I saw him actually get hurt when he did that. That happened in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing: I'm not trying to take away anything from the talent of that young man, dude. He's 10 years my junior, and
I missed the game, but I heard he killed it. What was the score?
It was the Chiefs beat them. Again, it is where the hell did that go? The Jaguars. 40-26, but here's the thing.
Jags were in the playoffs.
Not last year they weren't.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, just because they were in the playoffs doesn't mean
Jags weren't bad last year.
The Browns almost made the playoffs last year. Here's what I'm saying. I take it anything, but the amount of targets that Mahomes has, dude, he would make anybody look fantastic.
Yeah.
They would make anybody look fantastic. Now, again, Mahomes is a fantastic quarterback, but he had some errant throws. Mm-hmm. He made some poor choices. I don't think he's not the phenom everyone makes him out to be, because the Chiefs are insane. You got Kelce, who's a tight end that's basically a receiver.
Yeah, but it takes
you have Tyreek Hill.
It takes
you have
QB
an amazing. Yeah, you do. You absolutely
I couldn't go in there and throw it.
Put Brady on the Chiefs, killer stats. Put Rodgers on the Chiefs, killer stats. Put Nick Foles. Nick Foles had a great game until he got hurt. And to be honest, that's kind of what changed up the game, too, was Foles got hurt.
You always go to that. You always go to put the other quarterbacks on the team.
Here's the other thing. Look at the stats, too. He had a couple big plays, but they were 15-yard passes that the guy ran for 65 yards.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, for any quarterback, I'm sorry, you look at a lot of games, they're not throwing 500 yards in the air. No, they're right. Getting these long runs.
Right, right.
Here's the
bubble
thing.
Screens.
He had errant throws, all right? Not every ball was fantastic. He made some dumb. He fumbled the ball once. The ball got knocked out. I'm just saying, it's still the first game of the season. I think everyone built him up MVP. He had a great season last year. But he still has an amazing team. I don't think he would be as effective on a less... Put him on the Browns, he's not going to be as dynamic. A perfect example, Baker Mayfield is an amazing quarterback. He's fantastic.
I think he'd play better than Baker.
But yeah, he's a better quarterback than Baker. But but I'm not saying he's not going to have the same numbers that he has. The Chiefs are an amazing franchise with a killer defense and a fantastic, fantastic offense.
Where does he rank in quarterbacks in the NFL?
Top five for sure.
Absolutely top five.
Top five for sure. But again, they're also playing the Jaguars. Like, compared to the Bears defense, I mean, come on now. And we're going to have to wait and see.
I just haven't seen him play a bad game. He just hasn't played a bad game yet.
Last season was weird. Last season, and again, I
mean,
understand.
You would have to see something at this point in time. You would have to see something where you're like, There it is.
It's been one season.
There it is.
One season. Think about when
17 games.
Think about when Rodgers had his highest, the one that's got him up to the highest single season QBR. I mean, that was great there. You think like, oh my God, he should have faltered at this point. It's been one season.
He's the most Aaron Rodgers-esque quarterback in the NFL right now.
It's only been one season. That's what I keep going back to is 5 years from now, yeah. I will have a better answer for Mahomes. What I'm saying is that...
Right, but as of now, dude, you cannot take anything away from the dude.
I'm not trying to. Yeah, he had a great season, yeah. A great last season.
So if
awesome.
He wins MVP again this year.
He's not going to win MVP this
if
year.
If he does.
Yeah.
Then you change your opinion?
No, probably not.
Why?
Because
why do you hate him?
Until he gets a Super Bowl ring, until he shows...
You have like a personal vendetta against
no,
the guy.
No, I don't. It's because here's what kills me. It's with anybody. It's with any...
See, I'm right there with you. I hate it when people gloat on people and put them up on their shoulders for something that they don't deserve, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But, Brock, I can't say that the guy doesn't deserve it. He threw 52 touchdowns last year. That is fucking insane.
That's awesome. But also, too, you look at some of these college quarterbacks when you're playing less than par teams, which a lot of the teams last year were 500. It was the most offset season I've ever seen.
Let's put it out there then. Kyler Murray played his first game last night. Mm-hmm. Played pretty good against the Lions. Not the greatest team. But he's no phenom.
Yeah,
he was a phenom in college. He was the top college player last year. Who was supposed to be just the most ridiculous? He was average.
Yep.
Mahomes.
Yep.
It's a different story.
He had 378 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was 75.8 on completion.
Dude.
Yeah, that's a great game. But also, two of those touchdowns, the receiver ran longer than the pass.
You can't take that away from him.
I'm not taking. But still, though, when the receivers
called the play, and he probably found him.
How do you know? Because he's got Jerry Reed, one of the greatest, not Jerry Reed.
I'm just saying, dude, you can't take anything away from
him.
He's
a great quarterback, but it's been one season. You can't sit there and say he's one of the best ever after one season.
I know. So what you should say?
And he almost got hurt. He busted up his ankle.
Right.
Okay.
And still played fantastic.
Aaron Rodgers led a 27-point comeback against the Bears with a busted up knee.
I think this is what it is. Hmm. I think everybody compares the two, and you have a passion for Rodgers, and you hate it that there's an up and coming Rodgers that potentially is going to take away from some of his stardom.
Not at all, because you know what? Rodgers is a shell of a former self when you look at the numbers that he has. But Rodgers also has how many seasons? He still has the highest QBR ever, and so I just all these people. A perfect example is another great one is old boy who kneeled.
Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he took his team to the Super Bowl
and
lost. He had one of the best seasons. He was embarrassing teams. What is he doing now?
Nothing.
He's not playing in the NFL. He got benched for what? Garoppolo, I think?
Yeah, but...
So here's where I'm at, is that it's one season.
But he's not playing because of the knee thing. It's not... He's
because
still,
his stats went down.
He's still talented.
He's still... But no, he got benched because his performance wasn't there.
Right.
That's what, again, what everyone looks at. So what I'm saying is, before we start doing the ticker tape parade, let's give the guy a couple seasons. Yeah, he had a great round. Even the backup quarterback who came in for Foles.
I agree with that. But at the same time, you can't take anything away from what he's done
so far. And I haven't. I haven't.
Because
what I'm saying
you
is,
have to admit that what Mahomes has done so far is fucking insane. It's unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. You have to admit that. The stats say that.
No, because Brady's had, 50 pass seasons, too, and he's got 6 rings.
It's Tom Brady, bro. I mean, we're talking about Tom Brady. Now you're comparing Mahomes to Tom Brady. The best that's ever played. I know, we won't go there. But, I mean, dude, you're not comparing him to Baker Mayfield. You're not comparing Mahomes to, I don't even know, you know. You compare him to the best because, dude.
But what I'm saying is give it time, though. Give it more than just one season.
I agree with that.
Before we say he's
the best ever, obviously, you got to give him a few seasons. But, dude, he is not showing any signs of slowing down.
Here's the fact.
Zero.
Let's see.
First game.
Here. Look at this. Gardner Minshew, who's the backup to Foles, who didn't play the whole game, he had 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. and 122 passer rating. he's not that far below this star quarterback. And he's the backup who's 35 years old. So all I'm saying is
he's got more time playing time, doesn't he?
What?
What? So what was the stat again?
No, Gardner Minshew, who is the backup for Nick Foles, he came in after Foles busted his shoulder up, right, which I think is a broken collarbone, which sucks for Foles, because I like Foles.
Foles broke his collarbone?
Dude, yeah, he went out. And I don't know for sure. I haven't seen, let's see.
Let's get to that. Let's talk about what's on hand right now.
But anyway, so here's what I'm looking at is here's a backup, a 35-year-old backup quarterback mm-hmm. who's made his rounds, mm-hmm. who came in and still had a stellar showing against a stout Chiefs defense. Again, Mahomes is super talented. I love it. What I want everyone to do is back off until we actually see him have get him a playoff win. Mm-hmm. Get him a Super Bowl ring. Get him consistent seasons. It just, everyone's making him out to be the next great thing when we've barely seen anything other than one season. That's where I'm at. And also, too, he's on.
I can see that.
I said Jerry Reed, Andy Reed. Mm-hmm. Andy Reed is one of the greatest coaches to ever play. Now, granted, he's playoff cursed, mm-hmm. which maybe that goes into coaching. Maybe that's into the team. Yeah. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to be a force to be reckoned with this season. I'm not looking forward to the Packers playing them mm-hmm. because, you know what, our defense is not up to par. They did a great job against the Bears, but that's the Bears.
Yeah.
Now put them up against the Patriots. Put them up against the Saints. That's the other thing, too. It's so funny. We have all these conversations. Drew Brees has never brought up. Drew Brees has more quarterback records than Rodgers, than Brady, mm-hmm. than Marino. He puts everyone to shame, but he's only got one Super Bowl ring. Yeah. That's because of the team he's on. What everyone needs to realize is that it's the team. You put Rodgers on any other team. You put Rodgers on the Patriots, he probably has six Super Bowls. You put Mahomes on the Patriots, he's probably going to get six Super Bowl rings.
I 100% disagree with that. Now, I just don't think you can interchange. It would be like, all right, say, you know, who's your rival? Who's your rival high school team? You know, if you were like the top QB at your hometown and you went right, like I played at Lakeshore, if I went right to St. Joe the next coming week and played, there's no fucking way that I'm going to play.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you give it time. If he had the preseason and everything to change, yeah, I'm not saying just drop him in there, but also, too, naturally talented quarterbacks can figure it out.
I think you're disregarding there's more to it than just throwing having a physical specimen that can throw and run. There's more that the QB does for the team than just that. And it starts off the field. And there's QBs. Dude, I love Rodgers. I do. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the most fantastic. I just like giving you shit sometimes mm-hmm. because you're passionate.
Yeah.
But you have to admit that there are some things that people say about Green Bay that, like, dude, like, sometimes Rodgers doesn't get along with teams, and maybe the other person's the asshole, and he just takes the flack for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it seems to always come up in conversation a little bit. So what I'm trying to get to is there's more to a quarterback than, you know, bombing the ball in or having legs to run it out the outside and creating time to throw a ball. It's mental. It's the way the QB mm-hmm. looks at the team. It's the way he portrays himself and just, like, the vibe. Like, for instance, you know, I always go to Tom Brady because I like – but. You watch the guy, and you can just, like, feel it. Like, dude, this guy is going to – they're going to fucking score.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so systematic and, like, clockwork, but it's just not him showing up at the game and then going in. And he created this weird, like Antonio Brown going mm-hmm. to the Pats right now. If it doesn't work for Antonio Brown, it's not going to work anywhere else.
No, if it doesn't work for Tom Brady. Tom Brady will have the call on that.
Absolutely.
It'll be.
Absolutely.
But, and no, there's absolutely quarterbacks. But also, look at, like, Jay Cutler. Cutler was a hell of a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a terrible system that's not working with a coach that doesn't work, that doesn't mesh. Now, again, players can be problematic, too. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot easier to be in a good mood when you're winning all the time. It's a lot easier to be in a good mood and be happy-go-lucky in the locker room because they showed.
But they're not winning just by chance.
No, there's a lot to it.
They worked for that. There's a whole thing.
How does Rodgers still have the stats he does with a losing team? He had the longest streak.
He's a great quarterback.
So what I'm saying is you put someone in a proper thing. And, yes, of course, it is an attitude because you have a great player like Odell Beckham
who's got a shit attitude. I just don't think you can say that you can take Rodgers, put him on the Patriots, guaranteed six Super Bowl rings. I just don't – that's
If he was there from as long as Brady was, absolutely.
He's got a better chance.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I'm not saying drop him in tomorrow and he's going to have the best luck ever. No.
Tom Brady's not interchangeable, dude. He's on a different level.
I think at the stage of where you're at, the elite quarterbacks, and again, I'm talking Breeze, I'm talking Rodgers, mm-hmm. I'm talking Brady. You get back Marino, Montana, Steve Young.
They're different
I'm
types of QBs.
I'm saying top tier that still have success. Brett Favre went to the Vikings and got him to the playoffs. He got him almost to the Super Bowl. Rodgers is better than Brett Favre. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at the stats.
Don't tell me that Brett Favre had a great last season.
He got him to the playoffs. He got the Vikings to the playoffs. He got him one game away from the Super Bowl.
He wasn't Brett Favre, though. Brett Favre should have retired two years before he did.
He probably should have, but he did play great.
He did play great, but Brett Favre made mistakes that Brett Favre wouldn't be making four years ago.
Brett Favre was making mistakes from the day. His first pass was a pass to himself. It's Brett Favre. Right. But Brett Favre also made a lot of great plays, and he was one of those run and gun and let's make the play happen. But people also like to forget that Brett Favre has more interceptions than anyone else.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there's an example of top-tier quarterbacks. Yeah, they may not have the same. Brady probably wouldn't have the same success on a different team, but he would still do very well because he's a top tier quarterback.
Absolutely, I'll admit that. Good example.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has thrown touchdowns. He's the only quarterback to throw touchdowns on 8 different NFL teams. That guy has played on 8 different teams. For one team, what they call him, Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Like he had a great season, but now he's on the Dolphins, and the goddamn guy got his ass kicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because...
Because he's not top tier. He's a good enough quarterback.
He's a great quarterback, but he's not establishing anything.
No.
He's not... You have to establish, and that's why people are bitching about, of course Tom's got 6. He's been there on a winning program. Why the fuck would he leave?
Yeah, no, and I...
Why would he leave?
And they got it down right. And what Belichick has done is he's built his offense around this quarterback. He has built the offense around the guy that he wants to keep protected, mm-hmm. that he knows can throw the ball where it needs to be thrown. He knows how to read defenses. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you build around a quarterback like that, mm-hmm. that's why it's so frustrating for me. And again, I speak from experience with the Packers. Everyone's like, all you do is talk about the Packers.
I think your hostility moved a little bit from Brady to Mahomes now. Because my second question was going to be, well, how do you feel about Brady now?
You know why? Well, here's the thing is I've never hated Brady. All the jokes, it's been a joke. It's Deflategate, everything. Brady is a master of the game.
Mm.
He is a master of the game. Now, do I think Rodgers is more physically talented? Absolutely. Is Mahomes more physically talented? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing, though. Brady has done it right and continuously. And you also can't take away from a quarterback that takes what his coach is giving him and capitalizes over and over again. Yeah, he's got a guy like Gronk catching balls. He's got a guy like Edelman. And you think about all the receivers they've had go through. Now Brown, if that works, fuck me running.
Right.
No one's going to stop him. And an amazing defense. It always goes back to it's a big picture thing. Now, here's why you say, oh, maybe my hate is shift or hate or my disgruntledness.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brady has proved himself. Mahomes, he had one good season.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great season. I'm not taking it. The MVP. Fucking awesome.
I think you hit it on the head there.
But he still has only done one season. Brady, yeah. I got nothing to say because the guy's got rings. And that's what we're talking about. They beat the shit out of the Steelers.
Yeah, no joke.
33-3.
Steelers are no joke.
Now, granted, the...
Steelers have problems.
Now, also, too, but Steelers add in... Problems. The Patriots defense kept them from scoring.
Yeah.
It's easy to win games when the defense doesn't let the other team score. You can't win games without defense.
Yeah.
Or what you have is college games where it's 52-49,
mm-hmm.
which I fucking hate. I'd rather see a stalemate, a tough game.
Yeah.
So that's why if it seems like I'm ragging more on Mahomes and everyone, it's because
he hasn't proved himself.
He hasn't proved himself. Now
I can agree. I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm glad you're getting away from the Brady thing because, goddamn, dude, last Super Bowl.
No, it's just like, again, I still think Rodgers is a more physically talented. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are more physically talented, but when it comes to a master of the game, and that's still not saying Brady's not a talented guy. He still is. Absolutely. He can throw the ball perfectly at 41 years old. Can he throw it as far as Mahomes? Not even fucking close.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that that's great. You can chuck a ball 75 yards in the air, but if you can't get it on target, what good is that arm? You know what I mean? That's where I stand.
You got Tom Brady throwing at the spots too, where it's just like it's protecting his receiver.
Yep.
Like there's reasons he throws it low. Last night he threw a ball away. He was in the pocket, felt pressure, and He just threw it to the ground right in front of a guy. He's like, I got no time to get hit, get hurt. I know what I need to do. Yep. He makes the best decisions.
And that right there is more a mentally smart quarterback. Everyone got mad at Rodgers for throwing the ball away. Yeah. All right, when he had that streak with no interceptions, which, by the way,
he didn't throw the ball away.
No. He did throw it. Like, everyone last season was like, Rodgers always throws the ball away. Oh, he's just trying to protect that stat. Mm-hmm. No, he'd rather throw the ball away than get it picked off trying to throw it somewhere he's not. And going back to Brady Smart, mm-hmm. he's not going to throw the ball where it shouldn't go.
Right.
I would rather see a quarterback throw it away or throw it low or do something like that or take the short dump off for 5 yards as opposed to trying to launch it over and make this amazing throw or a no-look throw and you get lucky with it. But that's the thing is, Rodgers, he went the longest completion to interception ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he threw the ball away a lot, but you know what? Throwing the ball away doesn't give it to the other team.
Yeah.
I would rather do that and make smart throws than do, you know what, I don't know, some young quarterback's going to do, and not saying young by Mahomes or anything, but you got quarterbacks like, no, I'm going to chuck it in there, and then it gets picked
off. It's something you learn throughout time.
Yeah, and Brady, he doesn't make mistakes.
No, he doesn't.
Iceman, dude.
He does not. You know? It's so wild, man. Yeah. And it's hard for me to talk about it sometimes because, you know, people know that I like the Patriots, and obviously you're going to be a little biased, but I don't think I have to be biased. I think it just speaks for itself.
Yep.
Like I said to you earlier in the show this morning, if you just go back to last night's game and watch the Patriots' first two series, dude, it was clockwork. There was no beat skipped. Everybody did their job exactly the way they were supposed to do it. And you could just see the Steelers like, what do we do? We can't do anything. He's audibling out to what we're doing, where he's running motion. Mm-hmm. We're trying to fake show blitz, but he knows what they're doing. He studied us for the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
Dude, on the radio, ESPN radio this morning, I was listening to on the way in, and they were just, after last night's game, they're like, we just feel bad for anybody who has to play this team.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you have to have,
well, and after
you
seeing
have
that.
To play a perfect game or hope the Patriots have an off night.
Let's see, hold on. Steelers 28.
Because, dude, the way they played last night is Super Bowl winning team.
Okay, I thought the Steelers were 9-6-1 last year. And that tells you something when the Steelers are 9-6-1.
Right.
But still, that's how a lot of teams were. A lot of teams were 9-6-1 or 9-8. Last year was crazy when it came to standings. You had standout teams like the Chargers, the Patriots, the Chiefs. Who else? The Saints did good. Saints should have been in the Super Bowl, first of all. That should have been the Saints. And honestly, if it would have been the Saints in the Super Bowl, would the Patriots have won?
It would have been close.
Because that was the weirdest Super Bowl ever, too.
It would have been close, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, not saying that the Rams weren't good.
Because Brady didn't throw a touchdown in the Super Bowl, did he?
No, 10-3, wasn't it?
It was 10-3, and it was all, Brady didn't have a passing touchdown.
Didn't he throw it in at the end, or did he run it in? Did they run it in?
Because
they scored on the last drive, right?
Super Bowl 50, that was 53, right?
I'm trying to remember what that last drive was.
Let's see.
While you're looking, it's just, dude, the Pats, hate them or not, they're on a different level. Everybody is trying to mimic them, I believe.
It was 13-3, so I think, they ran it. What was the final? God, dude, looking at this, oh, my God, what a garbage game. 42-yard field goal, 53-yard field goal. Sony Michels had a 2-yard touchdown run for them. So, yeah, Brady did not have a passing touchdown in there.
Yeah.
So, and that's a top-tier quarterback against the Rams.
It was definitely a defensive game.
Anyway, yeah.
But you have to say, too, he did pass to get him to that 2-yard run.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was all, like, basically play action.
But anyway, it's just, it'll be back to the whole, we went so far around. Back to the thing is that I think Mahomes is going to have another great season. He has a great team, but people need to just relax when it comes to that.
Do you think it would piss people off if obviously it's going to piss people off, but do you think the Patriots are to the point now where it's like, I know people don't want to see him in the Super Bowl because they've won the Super Bowl so many damn times, and it gets annoying. I understand that. But is there a point where it's like, it almost kind of comes around and you're like, I kind of got to like this team. I kind of got to cheer for him.
like their legacy. Like it's more than just the players and what. Now it's like for me, it's now it's about like the legacy.
I think it more looks at
because you'll never see it again.
Well, it's kind of like
ever.
No. And it's different
the
too.
The 20 season run they have, you will never see
the,
it again.
The game has changed, and not taking anything away from it. So I don't. Maybe we will see it because of the way the game has changed,
yeah.
And it makes it easier for a quarterback to have way more seasons. You didn't see quarterbacks in the 70s playing until. I mean, the fact that Terry Bradshaw won four, mm-hmm. people never thought that would. You know, you had a couple quarterbacks that won four Super Bowls, and that was fucking unheard of.
Same time though, Terry Bradshaw playing teams now. You think he's winning four?
It'd be different. It would be, but also too, it was a lot more hard nosed.
It was a lot more hard-nosed.
You can't breathe on the quarterback now to do that. So again, it's almost impossible to have the conversation. Is Brady a better quarterback than Bradshaw? I don't know. Because it's a different ball game in my mind. So I don't know. Maybe then because the way the game is played, it'll be easier for quarterbacks to have a run.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mahomes, look at what that kid can do.
Yeah.
Maybe he will have it if he's in the right team, the right setup. But now you also start got to look at, is there a problem with the NFL and the rest of the teams? Is there a problem now
getting
lopsided like it was the Yankees, like the mid-2000 Yankees?
I don't think so.
Is it like the NBA where it's
at? You know why I say no? Because the Pats don't necessarily have the best talent all the time. You admitted it. But, you know, Tom Brady is not physically the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, receivers, Edelman. Edelman is not the top, you know, receiver mm-hmm, in the mm-hmm. NFL. You got Josh Gordon, who is pretty much a badass. But that's one.
Yep.
I mean, you did have Gronk.
Yep.
So he's had his few. But you can't tell me that the teams are stacked like the Browns are right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Fucking, they should be ridiculous.
But
if that's the case, the Browns should be winning every game this season.
But
they
just
got their ass whipped.
That also comes with great coaching.
It's great
and
coaching.
I think that plays a huge role in having the right staff mm-hmm. behind you. Because you could have the best team in the world, but if you don't know how to coach them, forget about it.
Just watching all the games yesterday, this is kind of the final thing I want to say. Watching the games yesterday, I watched a lot of them. I watched a lot of NFL yesterday. And again, I'm biased because I like the Patriots. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
But watching the Patriots play and watching everybody else play are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different level of, you can feel it through the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see it. It's just so systematic. It is so clockwork for the Patriots now that it's like.
To play devil's advocate, what I'll say is that was a totally different Patriots team than we saw in the Super Bowl. That was an embarrassing show on both sides when you look at offensively. Right now, and I'll add in, also, same thing with one season, one game. It could fall apart next week. Who do the Patriots play next week? So that's, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here just to kind of get both sides of it. They could, last season, they started off as 2-2.
Yeah.
Everyone's the Patriots are done. Brady's done. And then what do? They come and win the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, usually the Patriots, they like to lose a few in the beginning, which is,
oh my God. Oh.
You know,
they play the Dolphins next year.
Oh, no. You know what? Here's a fun fact.
And then they play the Jets.
Look, I'm getting there. Hey, listen to this. The next eight games, that the Patriots play, not one team made the playoffs last year.
Dude.
The next eight games, I give you. Week 9 is the first time they're going to play somebody that made the playoffs last year.
Can I read the schedule for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is a fucking joke.
Dude.
Patriots, after just stomping the Steelers, they play the Dolphins, who just lost 53-9.
Yeah.
That's next. Then they play the Jets. Then they play the Bills. Then they play the Redskins. Then they play the Giants. Then they play the Jets. Then they play the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Enjoy that undefeated record, Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, come on.
That's not their fault.
Dude.
They didn't choose that.
Let's look at the Packers schedule.
You can't blame that on the Pats.
They play the Vikings. Then they play the Broncos. Okay, Cowboys. Lions, and then the Raiders. That's a fucking joke. Come on.
It's not their fault.
I know it's not their fault.
You can't blame them for that.
Dude, they are going to be 9-0. They are going to be 9-0. They basically have a guarantee into the playoffs.
No, they're guaranteed in the playoffs.
With that schedule.
I mean, here's a question. Do you play Brady the whole time? Do you risk him getting hurt?
Yeah, let him get even more stats. Dude, he's going to have the best season of his life.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I heard that last night during the game. They're like, the next 8 games, not one of them had made the playoffs last year. It's like, oof.
And not even that. Oof. They're all jokes.
Do they get that because they were Super Bowl champs?
No, it should be harder.
What? How does
fall on you?
How does? Oh shit. How does that work? How does the scheduling work?
I have no idea.
Dude. But
well, because it's also divisions, because you have two games against people in your division.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Patriots division, which is what, the AFC East?
I don't know.
Yeah, the AFC East is the Patriots, the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. But, yeah. I know everybody, like, when it, ninth game of the season, well, it's just who they played.
I'll say, but by far, the NFC North is the toughest division. You cannot, I mean, the AFC South isn't bad, because you got the Texans and the Titans, but the AFC West was the tough one. You got the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
That's a cake schedule for
dude,
sure.
Dude, they're going to be 9-0.
Yeah.
I hope Patriots fans just, yep, they're going to be, they almost have a guaranteed spot in the Super Bowl, damn near.
Pretty much.
Because the rest of these teams are going to get beat up for the next 9 weeks.
Dude,
what? Do they have a bye on their 10th week?
You know? They might. Dude, it seems to work out for this team. Everything.
Oh, my God.
You know, you pick up Antonio Brown, which you don't even need, by the way.
No.
If you watch last night's game, you're like, what more can Antonio Brown do? What, a couple more touchdowns that's going to take away from Edelman?
Dude, look at this season. I'm blown away by this. Okay, so Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants, Jets, Browns, Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Texans. Mm-hmm. Then you got the Chiefs, but then you got the Bengals, the Bills, and the Dolphins to end your season out.
You're gonna see old Tom back in there in the mix this year again.
They got at least 10 wins, guaranteed. Because if you think the Dolphins, the Bills, or the Bengals are going to put up any fight against them, then they also got the Jets. No, that's even more.
You know what's going to piss you off even more? When they pick up Gronk, week 10. Dude, I'm telling you.
Honestly, the more we joke about it, I'm like, there's still a good chance. Because you brought it up. But then the Packers, come on. I mean, the Packers at the Panthers, the Bears. The
Panthers played pretty good yesterday.
Panthers are good. You still got Cam Newton. He had great stats.
Yeah. They lost, but.
Man, oh, man. Dude, Jesus Christ. Let's just give him another ring. Let's give him 7 rings because fuck it.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's the easiest schedule ever. Now I'm pissed.
Up into the playoffs.
Ugh.
I mean, you still got to win playoffs.
But again, that's a mentality, because do you think anybody's going to get seriously hurt playing those teams?
Probably. I mean,
they're going to be playing teams that are probably going to be beat the
fuck. Don't jinx them. Shut up.
I hope Brady breaks his spine.
If he can get to him.
Yeah, I know, right?
If he can get to him.
Dude, all right. Well,
throw the ball away before you can get to him.
I just went from like, okay, to just, oh, my God. Anyway.
Hey, man, come over to this side. It's pretty fun over here, dude.
No.
I'm just saying.
No,
watching that team play and
yeah,
and
against them.
It's fun. I'm just saying. There's got to be people, you know, New England fans that are just like, just coasting through life.
Oh, my God.
Just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
No shit. This is going to be the best season ever for them.
You know? Just coasting. Oh. Dude, not only do they have, a cake schedule, they're like possibly the best team that's ever played the game. Or the best franchise, I should say.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm officially upset.
Dude, get a jersey. I'll buy you a jersey.
No.
Come on. Be a bandwagon.
Buy the jersey.
Fan.
I'm going to burn it down and piss on the ashes.
You shouldn't.
You know what?
I hope they shouldn't.
They're going to play the Packers in the Super Bowl.
You know?
And Packers are going to win.
You don't see me liking the Yankees.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
I'm not that big of a
bandwagon
fan. That's
because you hate baseball, though.
I know.
That doesn't count.
It's a big part of it.
You probably cheer for the U.S. women's soccer team, huh, don't you?
Dude, you know what I was thinking about the other night before we go? How about this? I'm going to buy a jersey, and on the back of it, it's not going to have my name. It's going to say bandwagon, right? And it's going to have a number one bandwagon fan, and then I'm going to put all the best teams on it, like the like the 97 Bulls.
You should get like
2001
Velcro,
Lakers.
Velcro, like different numbers.
Different patches. Dude, I'll have the Patriots, dude. Whenever Green Bay won the Super Bowl, you know, I'll have that on there. I'll have Bruce Lee up in there. Dude,
oh, my
God. Just the biggest fucking bandwagon.
This guy
sucks.
You're the worst.
But I'm the happiest guy here.
You are just the worst.
My entrance to the winner's circle.
Too busy winning.
Right.
All right. Let's get out of here before I get more pissed. This has been 40 minutes of me getting progressively more upset with you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Football season is here, man.
Yeah, it is.
Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.